Unlikely Leaders, Chapter 13, How God Educated Paul. This chapter is based on Acts chapter 9, verses 19 to 30. Paul remained some days with the disciples at Damascus. Immediately he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God, who died for our sins according to the Scriptures, was buried and rose again the third day. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. His arguments from prophecy were so persuasive that the Jews were defeated and unable to answer him. He who had journeyed to Damascus to persecute the believers was now preaching the gospel, strengthening its disciples, and bringing in new converts. Formerly known as a zealous defender of the Jewish religion, Paul could reason with extraordinary clearness, and by his withering sarcasm, he could place an opponent in an unflattering light. Now the Jews saw this young man of unusual promise fearlessly preaching in the name of Jesus. A general killed in battle is lost to his army, but his death gives no strength to the enemy. But when a prominent man joins the opposing forces, they gain a distinct advantage. The Lord could easily have struck Saul dead, and the persecuting power would have lost much strength. But God not only spared Saul's life, but converted him, transferring a champion from the enemy's side to the side of Christ. Paul was an eloquent speaker and a severe critic. With stern purpose and unflinching courage, he possessed the very qualifications that the early church needed. All who heard him in Damascus were amazed. He declared that his change of faith resulted not from impulse, but from overwhelming evidence. He showed that the prophecies relating to the first advent of Christ had been literally fulfilled in Jesus of Nazareth. Paul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who dwelt in Damascus, proving that Jesus is the Christ. But many hardened their hearts, and soon their astonishment at his conversion changed into intense hatred. The opposition grew so fierce that Paul was not allowed to continue at Damascus. He went to Arabia, Galatians chapter 1, verse 17, where he found a safe refuge. Paul's University in the Desert. In the solitude of the desert, Paul had opportunity to study and meditate. He calmly reviewed his past experience and turned to God with all his heart, not resting until he knew for certain that God had accepted his repentance and pardoned his sin. Jesus communed with him and established him in the faith, granting him an abundance of wisdom and grace. When the mind is brought into close communication with the mind of God, the effect on body, mind, and soul is beyond measure. Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Ananias had said to Paul, "The God of our fathers has chosen you that you should know his will, and see the Just One, and hear the voice of his mouth. For you will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Acts chapter 22, verses 14 to 16. Jesus himself, when he confronted Saul on the journey to Damascus, declared, "I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people, as well as from the Gentiles, to whom I now send you, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me." Acts chapter 26, verses 16 to 18. As he pondered these things, Paul understood more clearly his call to be an apostle of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1. His call had come not from men nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father. Galatians chapter 1, verse 1. He gave much study to the Scriptures in order that he could preach not with eloquent wisdom so that the cross of Christ might be emptied of its power, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that the faith of all who heard should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17, New Revised Standard Version, chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. Viewing the wisdom of the world in the light of the cross, Paul decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2, New Revised Standard Version. Paul never lost sight of the source of wisdom and strength. hear him say, "For to me to live is Christ," Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. "I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things," Philippians chapter 3, verse 8, New Revised Standard Version. The former persecutor is persecuted. From Arabia, Paul returned again to Damascus, Galatians chapter 1, verse 17, and preached boldly in the name of Jesus. Unable to counter his arguments, the Jews plotted to kill him. They had the gates of the city guarded day and night to cut off his escape. Finally, the disciples took him by night and let him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a basket, New Revised Standard Version. After his escape, he went to Jerusalem, about 3 years having passed since his conversion. His chief purpose was to visit Peter, Galatians chapter 1, verse 18. Upon arriving, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and did not believe that he was a disciple. Could so bigoted a Pharisee become a sincere follower of Jesus? But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and he declared to them how he had seen the Lord on the road, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. Soon the disciples had abundant evidence that his experience was genuine. The future apostle to the Gentiles was now back where his former associates lived, and he longed to make plain to these leaders the prophecies concerning the Messiah. Paul felt sure that these teachers in Israel were as sincere and honest as he had been, but he had miscalculated. Those at the head of the Jewish church refused to believe, but attempted to kill him. Sorrow filled his heart. With shame he thought of the part he had taken in Stephen's martyrdom, and now he worked to show the validity of the truth for which Stephen had given his life. Burdened for those who refused to believe, Paul was praying in the temple when a heavenly messenger appeared and said, "Make haste and get out of Jerusalem quickly, for they will not receive your testimony concerning me." Acts chapter 22, verse 18. To Paul it seemed cowardly to run away, and so he answered, "Lord, they know that in every synagogue I imprisoned and beat those who believe on you. And when the blood of your martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by, consenting to his death, and guarding the clothes of those who were killing him. But God did not intend for his servant to expose his life needlessly." And the heavenly messenger replied, "Depart, for I will send you far from here to the Gentiles." Verses 19 to 21. Learning of this vision, the believers quickly helped Paul's secret escape. They brought him down to Caesarea and sent him out to Tarsus. Paul's departure suspended the violent opposition of the Jews for a while, and many people joined the believers.